Welcome to the Europe à la carte podcast on the 6th of December 2010. I'm Karen Bryan, founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find European travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll summarise some of the recent posts from the Europe à la carte blog. You can read the posts in full at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. If you're a UK resident, why not enter our competition where two lucky Europe à la carte readers can win a £100 hotels.com UK voucher. This voucher can be redeemed against a stay anywhere in the world where hotels.com have hotels referenced. The vouchers can also be used on sales and special promotions. The competition focuses on hotels in Paris. Although the winners can use their £100 voucher in a destination of their choice. In order to enter, you should browse through the Paris hotels featured on hotels.com. You'll find a link in the competition blog post. Next, you have to choose the Paris hotel in which you'd most like to stay. In your blog comment, write the name of that hotel, along with your reasons for choosing it. The two entrants who are judged to have given the most original and entertaining explanation of why they've selected that Paris hotel will each win a £100 hotels.com UK voucher. Jeremy has written about a home away from home in Ronda, Andalusia in southern Spain, the Baraca Bed and Breakfast. He acknowledges that there are quite a number of hotel options in the town, but many of them can be quite expensive. However, the best places to stay don't always have the best views. He reckons that one of the best and most affordable places to stay in Ronda is the Baraca B&B. It's located just a couple of minutes' walk from the new bridge, and it's in a quiet part of town. There are 3 rooms for rent, but it is a small B&B, welcoming, inviting, and a real home away from home. Your hosts will make you feel very welcome. I wrote a post, "How useful is Twitter when travelling?" Many people think that Twitter and other social networks such as Facebook are a great way to get tips for your destination and also to connect with locals. This is true, but as I found out during my recent EasyJet 15-hour blogger challenge, if you're going to get tips when you're actually in your destination, you can have a lot of hassle and expense getting online. I find as soon as I leave the UK, I'm quite dependent on free hotel Wi-Fi because you can waste so much time trying to find cafes that have Wi-Fi. And although the price of roaming in mobile internet roaming has just been reduced by Vodafone for UK residents travelling in Europe, it's still quite a lot more expensive than in the UK. So overall, my recommendation would be, yes, ask for Twitter tips, even try and meet up with some locals, but do it before you leave home when you have a decent internet connection. And then when you arrive at your destination, you can actually have time to soak up the atmosphere, wander around. You're not spending ages just staring at your mobile phone screen and trying to find places where you can get connected at a reasonable price. Sean asked, "Has the UK snow affected your travel plans?" Well, that's almost 2 weeks we've had snowy, cold, icy weather in the UK. Seems to be affecting a lot of travel plans. Edinburgh Airport's been shut periodically over the last week or so. Newcastle was shut, Gatwick was shut. And then on top of that, we had the wildcat strike of Spanish air controllers, so it really is becoming a bit of a problem. However, there's no end of it in sight. The forecasters are saying it's going to be a long winter, so if you are in the UK planning to travel to the UK, do check the weather forecast. Thanks for listening to this podcast, and I hope that you'll join us again soon.